This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Good morning. I've realized I press record and I let the birds say hello first. but when I end each podcast, I kind of end it like my papa used to get off of the phone. He was born in Greece and he came over as a teenager, a young teenager. I mean, I think he was a teenager. He lied about his age to get on the boat, and I don't think he ever really quite remembered it. Anyway, his phone etiquette was different. And I honestly, it was really great because you would have your phone conversation with Papa, and when it was time to get off the phone, he would say, okay, click. That was it. Okay, click. No, bye. Okay, click. And I don't even give you an okay. Usually I just say, all right, love you. See you tomorrow. Click. We'll see if I remember today to let the birds say goodbye instead of an abrupt okay. Click. However, it does remind me of Papa. It makes me giggle. Sometimes I don't listen to these recordings because I feel like I would delete them. Instead, I just post them. The other day, I proof listened to one, and yeah, at the end, I thought, oh, I just leave, don't I? I just click. Well, my body is sore today, my spine, my neck. I'll have to go check out Louise Hay's book. I think it's called You Can Heal Your Life. And I'll look up neck and spine. See what she has to tell me today. What am I going to tell you today? I'll tell you about meeting my friend. I met a cool friend, and we met for a walk. And we had an awesome time. It was fun. And after we parted ways, we kept talking because it was so fun. And then there was a pause, and all of a sudden my friend wanted to talk to me on the phone. And so we had a phone conversation. And she shared with me that she thought she was ready to say what she needed to say to her brother, which I think was a long time coming and had a lot of, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like what you do. You don't make me feel good. I don't want to be around you anymore. And so she talked to me about it, knowing that I would say, oh, do it, because I'm going to tell you to do whatever you think you should do. Just do it. Do it. Let it out. Whatever's in there, let it out. Let it out of your body. I say that a lot during dance class, and people get a little scared sometimes because what am I going to let out of my body? Because I'll say, let it out. I don't care if it's a burp or a fart or a cry or a yell or a scream or a laugh or a giggle or a shake or a shimmy. Let it out. If it wants out of your body, let it out. So of course I told her to let it out, you know? And then something came to me. I said, but then I want you to picture it in the rear view, and I want you to rip off the rear view mirror and throw it away and picture us in our car. Cause evidently we're friends and we bought a friend car together and we're, you know, driving off, on a fun adventure, looking out the windshield at all the wonderful things in our future. And we can change what's in our future. We are the creators. Let us look out the windshield and forget that rearview mirror. It's just clogging up the view. It's so teeny and tiny. Why do we need it anyway? Right? It's just there for if you need to check or you want to check. And then I thought, oh, wow. I never put these two things together. I use this analogy often. You know, the windshield is big for a reason. You're supposed to focus out that. You're not supposed to look at the little mirrors. And, but I never realized that my greatest teacher in this arena is Olive. When Olive was little, every car that I had, she ripped the rearview mirror off. I mean, she's always been strong, but it was like, I swear she would just touch a rearview mirror and it would go tink off. I would try to reattach them. I did all kinds of things. And honestly, every single car, I would just go without the rear view. Use my side mirrors, figure it out. Focus out the windshield, right? So thank you, Olive, for reminding me that the windshield is where it's at. So say what you've got to say and then flush it. Flush it and keep moving. I did keep talking with my friend that day on the phone, and I did share with her, you know, the last time that I was feeling kind of that urge, like, I have to say what I have to say to this monster in my life. And I did have a monster in my life, and I would fight and go back and forth, and it didn't feel good. It did not feel good to fight the monster. It was interesting. And then I remember battling Will, you know, years ago. We were, you know, we're growing and figuring our life out, figuring our path, figuring our truth. And I remember feeling like a fire-breathing dragon, but it didn't really necessarily feel good to get in a breathing fire fight, you know? It felt powerful, but fighting, slinging the mud, didn't really feel good. So there's this one time where my monster picked the fight with me. I didn't pick the fight with my monster. And I mean, I say monster, we are all monsters. We are all the things. So when I judge, I know that I'm the same. But in this time in my life, here comes my monster, and they're starting the fight. And I was full of love. I was full of love. A lot had happened in my life. I was full of love. I was full of it. I was full of love. So I wasn't the fire-breathing dragon. I was, you know, the love-breathing Amanda. And it just so happens, I had recently read and absorbed the Four Agreements. Hopefully I will remember to put this book in the show notes. It is a short read. It is a game changer, life changer recommendation. And let's see if I can remember what they are. The Four Agreements, in no particular order, are... Ooh, let me just get this one out of the way. Always do your best. Guess what? I believe that we are all doing our best. because if we could do better, we would. So, remember that you're doing your best. You always have done your best. You always will do your best. And remember that about everyone else. We're all doing our best. If we could do better, we would. And we will. All right? Check. Next agreement. Don't take anything personally. That's easy. No thing that anyone does is ever because of you. It is always because of them. Huh? So don't take it personally. Amanda's just Amanda-ing. Your monster is just monstering. Your mom is just momming. Your dad is just dadding. And right? The acorn is just oak treeing. It's cool. Just don't take it personally. It's not because of you. It's because of them. And so that means nothing that you do is because of anybody else. It's because of you. So, how about don't make assumptions? Also super simple, right? No way. Someone could walk up to me and punch me in the face, and I could assume many things, and they could be wrong. Right? So we really don't know, because even if someone tells you, maybe they're not telling you the truth. Maybe they don't even know the truth. So don't make assumptions. Nobody knows anything. So there. The fourth agreement, in no particular order, is my favorite. Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. I catch myself. I don't even say things like, I have to go to work. I have to do this. I don't have to do anything. I have to breathe if I want to stay here, I think. Otherwise, yeah, it's choice. I get to do it. I choose to do it. So that last confrontation I had with my monster, I was full of love in the four agreements. So I was like, oh, I understand you're taking me personally. Nothing I do is because of you. It's because of me. And I'm not going to judge you. You're just like me. I understand. I love you. I love you. I love you. I hear you and I love you. And I was unshakable in my love. And the monster went away. There was really no fight. There was no, it was like an explosion, poof, gone and gone. Gone. Huh. That whole kill him with kindness, that was not my goal. I was just loving and living the four agreements and not focused in the rear view. I was looking out the windshield. Let's breathe together. In deeply through the nose if you can. Get it all the way down in your belly. Let your belly get big, then squeeze all that air out. Keep going, deeply in through the nose. I like to drag the air in my throat and warm it and slow it down a little. Now squeeze it all out. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in the truth. Breathe out the lies. Breathe in the notion that everyone's doing their best. Breathe out any doubt. Breathe in. Breathe out. Keep going. Keep breathing. And look around today, will you? And realize you're doing your best and everyone's doing their best. And so tell the truth as best you can. Don't take anyone personally. And don't make any assumptions. focus on your breathing. Focus out your windshield and course correct to get a good view out that windshield today. All right? I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. I did it.